that maybe this worker, this Amoris, is going to buy the Paris off a person on Shemitah that's Choshen al Shvius. Rashi says, Shema Yichu by Paris Shvius min HaChoshen. Then maybe he'll go now and buy Paris Shvius off a person that's Choshen that doesn't keep Shemitah. Lemachrom. And he just sells them. V'tani Masech Tesukah in Moishrim Dimei Paris Shvius li Amoritz Yosem Megim Asudas. Like, you're not allowed to buy Paris off such a person, because you can't give him too much money to exchange your Shemitah, because he's not Noi Kedusha with the money. So the owner himself would be also to take so much money and buy food off this type of an Amoritz. But since it's not the owner that's doing it, it's only his worker that's doing it, you don't have to be afraid what your worker does. It's not your responsibility. For Loi Mishum Ha'isr, else to be afraid, maybe your worker, now the Amoritz, is going to go and buy Paris that will not take off Shumas Amaisus. He'll buy it off another Amoritz, and he won't take off Shumas Amaisus. So maybe be afraid it's considered like the owner is giving him treifas to eat. The answer is no, that I'm only giving you money. You do what you want with the money. It's not my responsibility what you buy with the money. Let's say it's a guy, and you give him money. You told him to buy some wine. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe he'll go and buy Yayin Nesach. So Rashi says, Im Oibdei Kechavim Heim, V'nimtzu Machilin Yayin Nesach, comes out then that you're feeding them Yayin Nesach. V'rei Mizanaseim Alav. Listen, you're supposed to feed your work, even though he's a guy. If he's working for you, you have to feed him today. So it comes out that you're feeding him with Yayin Nesach. So maybe it's considered V'nenim Yayin Nesach. Maybe that's considered like the owner is having Hanor from Yayin Nesach. The Chiddush is no. I did not give the guy this Goyish wine. I gave you $10. I told you, go to the store and buy yourself a drink. You could have bought Kedem wine there, could have bought some beer, schnapps. Who told you to buy the Yayin Nesach? I didn't tell you to buy it. So it's not considered like the owner is giving it to him. He doesn't have to be afraid. That's the Chiddush here. Loi Mishum Shvius, the Gemara says, Loi Mishum Maiseh, Loi Mishum Yayin Nesach. But let's say the owner says to his workers, you go out and eat now, go to the store and buy the food, and I'll pay for it, I'll pay the bill. Rashi, then it's considered like the owner is buying this treifas. Now it's considered like you bought the Yayin Nesach and you're feeding it to your guy. Now it's not considered that you gave them money and they do what they want with it. But other rabba, they bought the food, and you're paying for it now, but you paying for it now, it's considered like you're buying this food, and if you're buying it, you're the one that gave him Titus Paris without Maisa, you're the one that gave the money to the Amorites, you're the one that's giving Yayin Nesach, then it'll be Yosef. That's what it says. If he says, though, go out and eat, and Avani Pereya, Choshesh Mishum Shviyas, Mishum Maisa, Mishum Yayin Nesach. Then this is also, you can't stop tell your worker to go to anybody and buy. You have to be afraid and know exactly from who they're going to buy. You have to go to Chaim, the grocery store, and only buy kosher food there. Alma, what do we see? That when, even though here what it was, the worker first went down and took the Yayin Nesach, drank it. When the owner comes back later and pays for it, it's considered like he's paying for that Yayin Nesach. And we do not say, now it's only a chayv. Like the guy took the wine already. You owe the storekeeper money. What you're doing now is time paying him back a chayv. We don't consider that, but we consider when you pay the money later, you're paying back for that issa that was done before. Skorba Esman also then. Even though the man first pays him much later, when you pay him later, it's considered you're paying her for that action of znus. Let it be considered an exchange for that znus. It should be considered an Esman Zoyna. Here we see even though you pay the money first later, the money is considered like you're paying for that directly. And it's called an exchange for the Yayin Nesach or for the Maisa. So verse says, no. Hochinam here also. Ki kapor, no, for this part of my question. Hochinam, but yes also then. Ki kapor, when the man gives the Zayna, the payment, in a year from now, whenever he pays her up, or the same svar should be. Hochinam, ki kapor, when he pays her later, to mei yisur kapora. Why is he giving her this present now? Only because she let him live with her. So it's always considered the payment for this nus. So why does our price say if you pay the payment later on, it's not considered a direct exchange for this nus. It's considered double fold like it was a chayv. It's time you owe her money. And later when you're paying her up, it's called you're paying a chayv. And here we see now, if the guy buys the Yayin Nesach now on credit, and you have to pay for it later, it's considered demei Yayin Nesach. Why? So where it says, Tir Gemara Rav Chisda, Here we're talking about he went to your steady grocerman. He went to Ralph's, the one you always go to. And they trust you there, they give you credit. Rashi says, Hamakifa, right? Yeah, good, you have a charge there, right. Shirogu Lechla Bakof, you're always there, are taking things on credit. The Mishtabed Lay, there's such a case, as soon as your worker takes the food, right then you're Mishabed to pay right then. The Chivun Di Ochol Yakufe, since it's normal for you to take things on credit, Konile Dina Gabe, it's as if the owner, when he gives it, it's considered like you paid him right now. Rashi says, the Mishabed Lay means, Hai Balabayas Mishaita Dioyev Chendvani Peri. As soon as the storekeeper gives these workers peris, fruits, even though they didn't take off Maisa yet, it's right then it's considered like the owner has mishabed himself to pay. It's like you paid up right now. But since this is your credit line, so whenever something's taken on your credit, you know that, and you're mishabed, you're machayv yourself to pay for it right now. So the Shibud means the obligation upon you to take care of this chayv, this chal right now, is considered like you paid money right now. So the payment you make later is considered like it's here right now, since you're mishabed right now. What do you want to tell me that you go to a new storekeeper, that you don't have credit by him, so when the worker took the money, you did not know about it, you were not mishabed yourself to pay him yet, my, what do you want to say, mutter? Then it'll be okay, if so, yoch, if so. Add the 20, why does he have to say the case? Suvi ochle bedin is there. Suvi shoshe bedin is there. That's the only time it's mutter if I stam give you money. That's the only case that's mutter. Mashm, any time that they go and take and you have to pay, it's also, no. Lifle, let it make the difference. Belista bedidah. Let it make a difference and learn the difference in that case itself. And say, even when the owner does not pay money now, he only tells them, you go to the store and buy your food and I'll pay for you. So you said it's also, let it make a difference. When? When was it said that that's also? Only with a chenzbani that you usually take credit there. So you know the owner. Therefore, as soon as something is taken, you're mishabed, you're mechayv yourself right now to pay. To mishtabed, like the obligation is put upon you when you take care of it right away. And that's when it's awesome. If they go to a new store that you have no credit there, mutter, then it'll be mutter. Then the pshat is, there's no payment rate made right now. The owner is not mishabed himself right now. He'll only pay later. So since the Braisa doesn't say this, mashmi, in this case is also awesome, even though it's not a chenveni hamakifoi. For Yehudim, secondly, chenveni shein makifoi, even if you go to a new store that you did not have credit there yet, Miloy Mishtabit, still it's a svara that as soon as your workmen take the food, it's written down on credit. What does credit mean? That you're going to have to pay for it. They're signing your name. It's also called a shibit. You have the obligation to pay for it. V'yama Rav, Rav said, Hoi melechaver, somebody says to his friend, Tein mona leploini v'yiknu kol nechatsoi v'yiknu. Listen, give money to somebody else. Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, do me a favor, give $100 to my son-in-law, ten money leploini, and the that I know that you're listening to me, and you're giving the money to somebody else, v'yiknu kol nechatsoi lecho, that all my property should become yours. That's like a kinyan kesef. Even though usually kesef is that Shimon gives money directly to Reuven. So like I said before, money doesn't have to be only money. If you give him no enjoyment, that's also considered like money. See, as Shimon has given Reuven enjoyment, the fact that Shimon is listening to Reuven. Reuven tells Shimon, give a third party money. If you give that third party money, Reuven has enjoyment that you listen to me, so that's the kinyan that you, Shimon, now owns all Reuven's property. Konami din Orev, that's the way an Orev works. What's an Orev? If Reuven borrows money from Shimon, so Shimon says, I'll only lend you the money if you get another guarantee. So the third guarantee, he says, yes, I'll be the guarantee. So he has to pay the money if the regular loiver cannot pay the money. The question is, the guarantee of the loiver, why was he mishabed himself? He didn't take any money. There's no kinyan for him. How come he has the chiyuv to pay? The din orav is, the chiddush is that since the orav has this enjoyment, that why is the malva giving the money to the loiver? Only because the orav said, I'll be responsible. That's because of this words that the malva says, I trust you. So the loiver has tremendous enjoyment. Like, you trusted me, and on my credit, you're lending him money, and that's considered like the Orev received Hanor. And with that hanor that the Arab receives, he's meshabed himself. This is a Gemara in Kedushin. You could even marry your wife that way. You could, if your wife tells you, give this money to somebody else instead of giving it to me, and the man gives the money to somebody else, he's mekadeshes, she's mekadeshes. Be hanor. She receives hanor, the fact the man listens to her. The man tells her, give the money to somebody else, that's hanor, midinor. That's the way every Arab works. That's the way every guarantee works. So midinor was told hanor. Here also lechura. If this chenveni right now gives on credit to his worker, so the owner has hanor. So you meshabit yourself right now. So every payment, there's always hanor involved over there. So chura, you see anything taken on credit like, it's still like a payment for it right now. So if so, we have a kasha on an esplan also. When you live with the esplan, you tell her you pay her later, if she trusts you, so it's called hanor right now, there should be a shibud right now. So even though you pay later, it should be also. That's not the difference over here. Whether it was a storekeeper that gives you credit or not. I'll tell you really no, like I said, the esnan. As long as you do not have the money, or the esnan, the present, what you're going to pay you on hand right now, you weren't miyachid. You didn't set aside that money that you plan to pay for it. It's not considered a payment right now. Whether for Esnan it's Mutta or really here also, it should not be considered Dimei Shvius or Dimei Yayin Esnach over here. Elohocha Amai Choshet, why are we afraid over here? Mishum Shvius? Holo Miyachet Shibudei, he didn't set aside, the owner, the master didn't say what he's going to pay with yet. So why, if the workman go down to the store to buy things, why is the owner, why is it also? The Marian says, Amra Papa Goin, Shiktim Le Dinner. Here we're talking about that the owner already prepaid. He went down to the store and said, listen, I have workmen, they come down for lunch breaks this week, whatever they take, let them take, and here's the money now. So since he already was mocked him the money, that's why it's also in such a case where you were mocked him the money, so then when they take the Yayin Esach like, it's considered you're buying the Yayin Esach for him. So here it would be also, it is the case that it's also.
So again, that's Shapapa's Teret, at Hokka Mayat Kinon, Kugoyin Shehiktim Ledinah. That the owner gave the money first to the storekeeper, so whenever the storekeeper gives it to the worker, it's considered like he's giving it to the shliach of the balabas. So therefore the balabas paid for this, that's why it's also. Omer of Kanakana said that Amrisal is Shemaita, Kaimel Rav Zvid. I said over this halacha in front of Rav Zvid, Minadoi, from Nadoi. Omer, he said back to him like this. Ihoch, if this will be Pshan the Braisa, Adetoni tzu v'ochlu tzu v'shosu v'nipareya, why did the master say you go out and eat, you go out and drink, and I'll pay? He should have said better, tzu v'yochlu, go out and eat, tzu v'shosu, go out and drink, v'ani mechashev miboylein, I'll make a cheshbin. Like I read cases, I already paid. I only have to make a cheshbin here to know exactly an account of how much money he still owes me, how much on the account do I still have, but not that I need pareya. You're telling me the cases that you already paid the money already. Yomalei said back to him, true. Tani learned this way. Tzuvani mechashiv. Learn. He went out and he was mechashiv. Ravashi yomach goin shenotal v'nosam biyad. That's another pshat here. Here the cases of the balabos himself went down to the store and he took the food from the chenveni, from the storekeeper, and gives it to his worker. Gives it to the amorita, gives it to his goy. Therefore, it's like the balabos himself was given the yainesa or the maisa to his worker. That's why it's awesome. That's called Nosam Biyad. The master himself took it from the storekeeper. Omler of Yamler Rashi, Rashi. Yochiv, so I have another question. Adetoni, Tzuv Yochiv, what does it say? Tzuv Yochiv, go out and eat. Tzuv Yochiv, go out and drink. And then I'll pay. Tzuv Yochiv, Tzuv Yochiv, should have said, take it and drink it. But if the Balabas is there and the Chenvin is giving it to him, it should have just said, take it and drink it, take it and eat it. Omler just said, true, and Echonami. Tani learned that where the girsa should be, tlu v'yochlu, tlu v'shosu. That should be the girsa. This type of the girsa, senech nami, that's pshat, that's why it's also over here. But again, only because the balabas really took the food itself and gave it to his worker. But back in our case, where you borrow perish shvius this year, and you first pay it back next year, since it's not being paid back right now, it's only called chayv, it's not called a direct exchange, and therefore the perish will not have a chalipish shvius. It be mutter. There will not be an issue shvius on this Paris. All right, we'll stop here.
Brought him to the entire. It came in front of Rami.
Yeah, we're holding that a samach gimel amid beis near the bottom. The last four or five lines down.
Yeah. All right. Now, no gemara like this. Namor says here, you know, Samach Gimel Beis here. Yosef Rav Nachman Viula, Yosef Rav Nachman Viula, Viavimi Bar Papi, Viyasvi, they were sitting, Viyasvi Rav Chia Bar Ami Kabayu. Rav Chia Bar Ami was sitting by them. Viyasvi, they were sitting, Vokomi Borla, they asked questions together. Vokomi Borla had a question like this. Schoroi Lishbor Viyaye Nesech Mahu. Let's say the guy hired a Jew to take these barrels of Yai Nesach and break them, destroy them. He wants to get rid of this old stock, no good anymore. He wants to destroy his Yai Nesach. So he hires a Jew to work, to transport, to break this wine. Ma, what's the locha? Is the Jew allowed to take the pay or not? And now Mishnah says, if a guy hires a Jew to transport his wine, Yai Nesach, the pay is also. That's the Knas Midrabon and Schori is also. But here, since he's doing it, I'm asked to break the wine, what's the locha? Me, I'm going to do, I say, Kiv under Rotsa Bikiyuma Yosa, since the Jew right now wants this wine to stay alive, like he does not want it to be destroyed by itself, he wants to destroy it. So before he destroys it, he's Nicha with this wine. He wants to keep it. So therefore, Osa, the pay that he's getting is Osa. Rashi says, Me, I'm going to keep on the Israel there, Rotsa Bikiyuma Shachavius Eilu, Shle Yishberenu Yachshu, he doesn't want it to break by itself, and Shiyashabramu until he breaks it. The Yitol Schorim Asa, and then he'll take reward, he'll take pay. So since right now the Jew is Nicha, wants to see Ainesach to be on the world, so therefore it's considered he's working with it, and he's getting pay for the Ainesach, it should be Asa. Or Dilma, maybe no. Call the Mute Tifla Shapidami. But Lamaisa, let's look, what is his job? His job now is to break the Ainesach, to destroy it. Sadar Rabba, run and do it. And Adist Rabbanah does not make any Knas. Here the Rabbanan said it's okay, since you're getting paid to destroy the Yai Nesach, we have to look at the outcome. Even though B'shas you're working, you're like Nicha, that the one should be around, that you should be the one to break it. But since the outcome is that you're destroying the one, this Tifla, Tifla's Lashon like Daifa, yeah, like false, like Avodah Zarah, Yai Nesach, so maybe it's Mutta. Some Rav Nachman said yes, Yishbar V'tovula Bracha, yes. Let the Jew take this job, he's allowed to work and break the Yai Nesach, and he's allowed to take reward, pay. It's not called payment of Yai Nesach that the Rabbanah made a Knas. Because the main purpose is to destroy it. But the most, let me bring you proof of this, let me say says Alocho, Ein Oidrim im Oidik Echovim declayim. You're not allowed to be Oidir. Oidir means Chofin, you can't dig, you can't like plow the ground if there's Klayim growing there. If there's Klayim, it's also to have wheat and barley growing together. So you're not allowed to help the guy plow. You're being over the east of Klayim.